G'day everyone, it's Ian here back again. In these dying days of audio boom, I thought I might give it another shot and see what happens. But I'm also trying to strategize other ways of putting audio up. And today, being Monday, my regular day off, even though in the last few weeks I've been popping into the workshop on Mondays to work on some of my own projects, I decided to stay home today and do a few digital things, stuff I haven't done for a very long time. Used to have a couple of podcasts, which I was very keen on doing back in the day. Haven't done much of that for a very long time. One of those sites, Create Your Life Story, it's called. I decided to archive at long last. The site's been sitting there. I've been maintaining it, sort of, haphazardly. Links have been breaking left, right and centre, and I haven't been worrying about fixing them. It doesn't really matter. But the content that I put in there and all the audio, I thought it'd be a real shame if that just gets lost. So I've been wanting to archive it for a little while now, and now that it's been sitting there static for 5 years, I thought I'm not going to go back to it, I might as well. So what I've done is I've transferred all the information from it, done an export and an import into a WordPress.com site. So all of the text is now safe. And images, and links. Some of the ones that link within itself are working. Some of the ones that link externally are still working. And the ones that link to createyourlifestory.com, which eventually I'm going to turn off, are going to get broken. And I'm not going to fuss too much about it. If people are that particular, they can do a Google search. All the audio, though, that's been sitting with it, though, that's something that I've had to work out as well, because I can't just upload that to WordPress.com. So what I've done is I've put that all up on archive.org. That's a good resource and a good place to put things like that. So I've put up all 73 episodes onto archive. And I might link back to, I might go through each post and actually link back to each episode, so that when people do find the post, at least there'll be a link to take them to archive where they can go and listen to it. But if worse comes to worse, they can do a bit of jiggery-pokery and eventually find it. So I've been doing that today. And also I've been wanting to get my personal site up and running again. It's a site that I really haven't been using. Back in the day, you know, as you've got to do, haven't you? I grabbed my own name as a domain name. And I've put a few things, just personal things, on iancath.com, but I haven't fussed too much with it. Lately, I've been thinking about utilizing it more for telling the stories of things that I get up to, and slowly do a bit of branding about myself. Most of the digital attention I've been wanting to get was over at yourstorypodcast.com, and that's pretty static these days as well. I'm happy for that to stay static, and I'm not going to be doing much with it, but I won't be deleting it like the other one. Whereas iancath.com, I'd actually like to turn it into something a little bit more, a bit more of a portfolio site. I'm starting to glean, dear listener, I'm starting to glean that maybe, just maybe, I've got some skills that people are a little bit interested in. I've had a few situations in the last year or so where I've had people come up to me and ask how I do things, how I make some of the stuff I make. And it's hard to explain it, but they have this look in their eye of wonder. Or is it, I'm not sure, it's hard to explain, because they're often very quiet. And I think it's a little bit of shock. They don't ask many questions. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they ask a little bit, but most people probably don't even know the questions that they could ask. So they just seem a little bit dumb. But dumbfounded, maybe. But occasionally when I get a chance to talk to somebody, I'm impressed with how much they think of what I can do. And I'm sort of hard to explain it because I take what I do for granted so much. I've been doing this for 40 years. I've been looking at things that, or imagining things that need to be made, and I just break it down into its component parts and go about the process of making all those components and then putting them together, and then you end up with whatever it is. It seems fairly straightforward to me now. I do remember, though, that there was a time when I didn't know how to do it. But the process of learning how to do it seemed to come quite naturally to me. So I'm a little bit surprised that people are so impressed with it. So iancath.com, I'd like to turn into a bit of a portfolio site and maybe a little bit of a storytelling site where I tell people the story of how I make things. Although a lot of it's a lot of work, and I must admit I get a little bit tired of just the sheer amount of work that's needed to make things happen. But then it's just shits and giggles, as they say. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but today I was on my site trying to work out a few things, why it was broken. Eventually I think I worked out it was a theme that was breaking Jetpack, which wasn't, they weren't playing well together, so I changed the theme and reinstalled Jetpack, and it's all working now. So I think I've got iancath.com up and running, and over the next little while I'll knock it into shape and do a few things with it, and see if I can start telling some stories and talking about how things are made and producing content. And what I'm thinking about doing now that Audio Boom is going the way of the dodo is maybe actually trying to work out a way that I can use apps like this one I'm doing now, Voice Recorder Pro, and maybe email it to iancath.com so that it lands as a post, an audio post, and maybe has a player. I'm not sure if that's even possible, but I wonder if it's possible, and then basically create my own little independent little audio presence on my own site rather than having to go through a third party like Audio Boom. I don't know if that's possible. Maybe it won't be as simple as just sending an email. Maybe it'll have to be something I'll have to transfer when I get home. As a matter of fact, I've decided to record this on Voice Recorder Pro, and I have to transfer it when I do get home to put it onto Audio Boom. And I wasn't even sure if they still had the functionality to upload on their site, but they have. I checked that before I left. Otherwise, I'd be using the Audio Boom app and doing it direct. Anyway, I thought I might give that a go, see what happens, and slowly play with it. I do so little digital things these days. It's just fallen so far back from what I used to do 4 or 5 years ago, and sometimes I desperately miss it, and sometimes I don't even know that it's not there. But it's certainly a good way of explaining the dreams that I'm slowly developing, and some of these projects I want to try and get up and running, and maybe I can tell some stories that other people might be interested in hearing of how things are made and how much fun it is to make some of them too. How very satisfying. Thanks for listening. Talk to you sometime. I hope so. Soon. Bye-bye.